Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. Open enrollment for many health insurance policies is coming up. Going through the process can be a frustrating time. KRMG's Russell Mills spoke with Brad Cignoli, Senior Vice President of MetLife, about the questions you should ask when shopping for insurance.
We're going into open enrollment time. It's that time of year that so many of us dread. And actually, you guys did a study on this. Why don't you share some of those numbers with us? Because I found this interesting.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, to your point, MetLife did a study recently, and nearly half of U.S. workers surveyed told us that they dread this benefit selection process as much as they do asking for a raise, or maybe just a little bit less than renewing things like their driver's license. So really, it provides us with that opportunity to really think through that why and what that could be for. And that's really a lot about the information overload that employees get at this time of year, so that potentially then avoid that process. And kind of gets into that other statistic that came through, which is only 20% of workers spend more than a couple of minutes on this once a year election that everyone's going through to select these benefits.
And I'm going to just go out on a limb and guess that you would not advise that you just spend 2 minutes doing your benefits.
No, exactly right. And that's because if you think about it, when most people think about employee benefits that they get from their employer, they immediately think of healthcare. And that's tremendously important and something that everyone needs to spend time truly understanding that healthcare offering that they can enroll in. But what's also equally important is spending time thinking through the other array of benefits that employers have spent a lot of time and money and effort bringing to the employees as an offering. And really, by spending only a couple of minutes, it would be very hard for someone to truly assess how some of these supplemental benefits can help them in their own personal situation. I always think of it as an example for myself. I have a close friend of mine who his wife was diagnosed with cancer about 18 months ago. And fortunately for him, he worked for an employer that had a real strong and robust healthcare offering. And he was able to kind of visit the best hospitals and doctors throughout the East Coast. But one of the things that he learned that kind of gets to some of these other benefit offerings that are provided was how significant of additional expenses he incurred as a result of this diagnosis. Things like additional copayments, or just even traveling to and from these hospitals and doctor visits, increases in things like your child care costs as you're away more. And what he didn't know, as with many people, is that there are benefits that are often offered at work. One in particular is critical illness insurance. That would have been a significant aid to him, as that's a benefit that provides a lump sum in the event of something like a cancer diagnosis that he could have used however he see fit to meet some of these additional expenses that he was incurring without having to go and tap into his savings accounts.
So
that kind of summarizes a lot of why spending more than a couple of minutes is really important to truly understand how to connect the dots and how to make it personal to your own family need.
So basically what you're saying is don't just glance at the list of potential benefits, because there might be something on there that you're overlooking that may come in really handy for you in a worst case scenario. And that many folks just don't see them.
Correct. In addition, that may come in handy to your situation that you just mentioned, in a worst case scenario, there are also benefits that are being offered that can help you save monies on expenses you're already incurring. So I think of myself. So MetLife offers ourselves as our employees a legal plan. And I was able to utilize that legal plan. My wife and I had our first son 2 years ago. and we were able to update and have a will completed. And that's something that we got to go and meet with an attorney in our town, didn't incur any additional expenses than what I pay and just my normal benefits paycheck. But if I were to go and do that outside of a legal plan and on the market directly, that would have probably cost me hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. So just the ability for things that are happening every day for people, there often are benefits that are offered to them that can help them save some monies that they may be spending with their family. But again, it's kind of needing that time to assess these programs to understand how that they could save you money in addition to protecting you even further.
So when you guys were running this polling and talking to people about how much they dread or hate filling out benefits elections, which is something we all basically do annually, open enrollment. Did you get into any of the whys? Like, why are people so, why is this just leave a bad taste in people's mouth?
Yeah, we really didn't. That wasn't a question we asked, as okay. It wasn't something we were expecting to be the answer in the survey. So I think in the future, we'll spend a little more time on that. But the reality is, as we've done other surveys or we've just in talking to employees, it kind of gets back to that. This is a once a year decision. There's a lot of information thrown at you, and it's easiest to avoid the process. And so we find instead of digging in, having conversations with your family and really assessing these benefits, it's all too easy to avoid the process. And unfortunately, we know too large of a percentage of workers just select that box that says keep everything I had the year prior, and without really assessing if your needs change or, quite frankly, if there's even additional benefits that you could have maybe taken advantage of that are new for the next year that weren't in your benefits package that you are currently enrolled in. So that's really why it's important to kind of just take a step back, spend more than a couple of minutes really assessing all of that.
That sounds like good advice. Now, one thing that I know I check the box every year for the life insurance, and after reading some of the information you sent me, I'm thinking, well, maybe I should go back and look at increasing it, because I, like most people, think of life insurance as, well, that'll help Maggie, bury me when I precede her into the great beyond, which I'm pretty sure will happen. But life insurance can do more than that, and it's something that you might want to expound on for a moment.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you're like many others in our survey that typically equated life insurance to funeral expenses. And the reality is life insurance is a really critical piece to one's kind of financial package, one's financial security. And that's because if you think about, take a student or a former student, and you think about a lot of the debt that American students are obtaining, and in the event of something of an untimely death to them or a key breadwinner, that costs of that debt, whether it be, like I said, a student loan or even a mortgage on your home or things along that line, that'll travel to others that now need to control and handle that debt, and they may not be prepared for it. And that's really why life insurance is such an important part of your financial planning picture, is because it's not just about that funeral benefit. It's really much more about how do you help protect your estate or your friends and your family that you're leaving this benefit to in the event that there are costs and debt that you have had that now will be become theirs, and helping them to be able to manage it without taking on an increasing level of debt that they may already have.
Brad Gignoli, Senior Vice President of MetLife. For older individuals, one of the most dangerous health hazards is falling down. In too many cases, the event can lead to death. KRMG's Russell Mills spoke with Kathleen Cameron with the National Council on Aging about ways to avoid this health hazard.
Prevention is key here, and let's talk about what is a fairly grim statistic.
Yes, people fall. Go ahead. Yeah, people fall frequently, those over the age of 65. Nationally, about 1 in 4 people over age 65 will fall, and about 20% of those who fall will experience an injury like a hip fracture, a broken leg, arm, wrist, or they might experience a head injury. That's very common, too, as a cause. Falls are a cause of head injuries. In fact, falls are the leading cause of injuries for older adults. And in Oklahoma, about 7,000 older adults are hospitalized every year as a result of a fall. And of those, about 500 people will die because of the consequences that happen after a fall. So it's a serious problem throughout the state of Oklahoma. And I also want to mention, too, I know there are a lot of Native American elders throughout the state, and Native American elders are at high risk for falls for a number of reasons, environmental factors and chronic conditions that they may be experiencing. So I wanted just to point out that that's a special population that we like to focus on in falls prevention efforts.
So I do a show on Sunday mornings called Senior Class. I say I do the show. I sort of host the show or run it from the radio station side. The actual host is a gentleman who runs a business called Sunshine Care Partners, sort of a health concierge system for older folks. And we did an entire hour on this topic just recently. And he was saying that there are statistics that show that for an older person, 65 or older, who breaks a hip, mortality rates in the first year skyrocket. It was like 1 out of 4. Have you heard anything like that?
Oh, that is correct. Yeah, about 25% of those who have a hip fracture will die as a result. Many of those who die have other health issues that they're dealing with, whether it's heart disease, diabetes, respiratory issues. And the fall really, unfortunately, brings them over the edge in terms of recovery from the fall, but also complications that result because of the other chronic conditions that they may be experiencing. So my mother is a great example. She had respiratory issues and kidney disease, and she did not recover from the second hip fracture that she experienced as a result. So we see that very frequently. So we want to do everything we can to prevent falls. Falls are not a normal part of aging. We know what causes falls, and we know what interventions or strategies can be put in place to reduce the chances that a fall and injury will occur.
All right. So let's start with the causes. What are some of the primary causes? Throw rugs, I've heard, are among the culprits here.
Well, absolutely, yes. There are a lot of things in our home environment that can increase our chances of falling. So false hazards like throw rugs, maybe electrical cords that are in the way of walking paths. We want to make sure our homes are well lit in all places where we travel throughout the home. We want to make sure that we have handrails, for example, on all the stairs and steps in the home. For older adults who might have mobility issues, putting in grab bars can help them safely move from getting on and off the toilet or getting in and out of the tub. So definitely improving our home environment is really important. Occupational therapists are great at doing assessments of the home environment and making recommendations for changes. We also know that as we get older, we lose muscle mass, so we have declines in strength as well as balance. So anything we can do to increase our level of physical activity or exercise is really important in reducing falls. And there are a number of programs that have been developed and have been shown to reduce falls because they improve things like balance and strength. And one of those programs is Tai Chi. And Tai Chi is a program that has been around for thousands of years, and it's becoming much more popular throughout the U.S., which we're really glad to see. And there are many places throughout the state of Oklahoma where this program is being offered. So, you know, really encourage your audience to check out where Tai Chi might be available in local communities, like at senior centers or park and rec departments. We also know that medications, people who take three or more medications are at higher risk for falls, often due to the side effects that medications cause. Certain medications, like those used for depression or pain, or medications to help us sleep, can cause problems with dizziness, drowsiness, might cause confusion, might impact our muscle coordination, for example. Also, vision and hearing are two risk factors. So we want to make sure people get their vision and hearing checked every year and address any issues there in terms of updating prescription eyeglasses and addressing any eye diseases like glaucoma and macular degeneration. Hearing changes, too, impact how we perceive our environment. So many older adults do need hearing aids, and that is definitely a strategy to reduce falls. So those are some of the causes and some of the potential strategies that older adults can think about. But, you know, we always say one of the first steps is, you know, talk to your doctor about falls, particularly if you've fallen recently, if you feel unsteady on your feet, or if you worry or have a fear of falling. Many people do develop that fear of falling as they get older, which can restrict their activities, makes them fearful of even going outside of their home. And the more we restrict our activities, the more problems we're going to have, again, with muscle strength and balance. So asking your doctor for an evaluation of fall risk is really important. Having an open conversation about falling is really key as a start. Also enlisting, you know, the help of family members and friends. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Many of the things that I talked about that can be changed in the home environment can be done by family members and friends. So that's definitely a key to staying safe at home.
Okay, as an interview subject, you're kind of like a fire and forget self-guided missile, because I think you covered about darn near every topic I was going to mention. But a couple things I'd like to go back and sort of punch up a little bit in that. For one, you talked about grab bars in the bathrooms, and I would imagine that bathrooms are one of the real danger areas for falls because of, obviously, getting in and out of tubs, wet floors, and that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's exactly right. Yeah, slippery floors. Also, the surfaces in bathrooms tend to be hard, and many injuries take place in the bathroom, and particularly during the nighttime hours. Many older adults do need to get up frequently at night to use the bathroom. And as I mentioned, it's really important to have, you know, clear lighted pathways to the bathroom and be safe when going, getting out of bed and going to the bathroom. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Those grab bars are really key to maintaining stability in the bathroom, around the toilet and the tub.
And you mentioned that, you know, older folks should not be shy about asking friends and family to help out, to maybe put some railings on the front porch or to, you know, increase the lighting. And I would say that's a two-way street. Those friends and family also need to volunteer to come in and check some of those things out, because older folks sometimes just don't want to ask for help.
I agree 100%. There's a reluctance among many older adults to ask for help because they feel if they bring up a topic like falls prevention, it may lead to something like maybe going to assisted living or to a nursing home. But, you know, the message that we share is that it's all about maintaining independence. So, and people need to recognize that, you know, there are simple things they can do to maintain their independence. And their caregivers and other family members and friends need to be aware of that, too, and be proactive in helping their loved ones.
Kathleen Cameron with the National Council on Aging. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interviews. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.